does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour Day. We're starting the week off on Tuesday because we just came off of Memorial Day weekend. And I'll be joined by my co-host in just a moment, Coach Rob Regish, to get the show started. But before we do that, I have an announcement to make. So last week we started doing this thing where if you share anything from the Superhuman Radio Network page, I don't care what it is, if you share it, you are entered to win $100 worth of free product from your choice of Keto Sports or Prototype Nutrition, which are Patrick Arnold's, both his companies. Well, we have our first winner, and it's Dan Rollins. Dan Rollins will receive $100 worth of product from his choice, and he can mix and match. He can have some Keto Sports stuff. He can have some stuff from Prototype Nutrition. But he did share a bunch of stuff from the Superhuman Radio Network page last week, and he was selected. The more you share, the more entries you have. The more entries you have, the greater the chances are that you will hear your name next Monday on the first show of the week, announcing you are the winner this week. It's very easy, folks. Just share the heck out of anything that you see on the Superhuman Radio Network page, and that is an entry. Doesn't get much simpler than that. So there you go.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Oh, I got to be honest. It is cold and rainy here. I'm wearing a sweatshirt, if hard, that tells you anything.
It's hard to believe, right? I mean, I guess May is considered one of those months where it kind of the weather vacillates a little bit, so I guess we should be accustomed to this. But this has been the craziest change of seasons we've had here in Kentucky. Everything that was supposed to bloom in May actually bloomed in April. We've got more mosquitoes than ever. It's amazing.
Wow. I miss Louisville. It's a fun town.
Hey, what are you? Any announcements before we get started? You know, CoachRobRegish.com or FastMuscleBook.com?
Yeah. Actually, effective June 1st, I will be offering the Blueprint Bulletin Pro membership at a deep, deep discount. So the Pro gives you not only an ongoing subscription, but also access to every back issue ever published. And for the record, that's almost 5 years worth now of tips, tricks, and secrets across 56 issues covering over 300 topics. And, you know, I go out there, I size up the competition, and I've done the research. This is far and away the largest, most comprehensive vault of information anywhere at any price. So for under $20 a month, you're getting over $1,200 worth of archives, plus a free copy of the original Blueprint and access to our new private Facebook group where you can interact. Best of all, I accept no advertising, none. Which means you get the straight talk about what works and what doesn't. I am beholden to no one except for my customers. And for current Bulletin subscribers, you know, you get all of that for less than $5 more a month. So visit Coach Rob Regish. It will be up, today's Tuesday. It should be up on Thursday the 1st and prepare to be blown away by what awaits you.
Isn't it also true that every single transcript of every single show is up there that we've done?
It is, and that's in a searchable database. So the nice thing is, you know, if you stick into your head that, hey, Rob talked about IGF-1, but I can't remember when, you know, you punch in IGF-1 in the search engine, it will bring you to the question and my answer. So both, not only audio, but also the text, yes, written text of every Blueprint Power Hour.
So questions like this one that we're going to start off the show with right now by Steve Cybulski. You'll find this question and its complete answer there as well. He says, I'm Polish and only burn and peel in the sun. That's the stuff. What's the stuff you were using to get so tan? I couldn't remember the name of it.
Yeah. You know, I've used two tanning agents, which I would consider very effective, and those being Melanotan 2 and Bronze Organic, which is a brand name for cafezanthin. So a bit more about each and why you might want to use one versus the other or even both. Melanotan 2 is considered a research peptide, and it's got some real interesting properties to it. First, it does impart that tanned appearance to the skin. It's been shown in clinical settings to increase pigmentation without exposure to UV. And that's something that's been confirmed anecdotally by others and myself. Even tanning areas of the body that seldom see the light of day, pun intended. However, the process of tanning is greatly expedited by UV exposure. It's worth noting that the tanning effects may not be uniform across the skin, and that is primarily in response to the concentration of melanocytes within certain areas of the skin. Most will notice the greatest tanning effect on the face, on the arms, the abdominal region, etc. Interestingly, the genitals have one of the highest concentrations of melanocytes, enabling those areas to respond very well to it. Now, it also has a pro-sexual effect, meaning for males, it causes erections, and it's worth noting that unlike Viagra and the other PDE5 inhibitors, it doesn't necessarily have sexual thoughts for it to happen. They just come out of nowhere. Those are the upsides. On the downside, Melanotan 2 can radically decrease of freckles or moles if you have them, in some cases permanently. It does not seem to improve tolerance to sunlight, at least not to the extent that other things that I use do, which brings us to Bronze Organic, which is a very pure version of canthaxanthin produced by the pharmaceutical company Roche out of New Jersey. Canthaxanthin is technically considered a food coloring. By the FDA, at least. It's used, for example, to pinken the salmon that you see at the supermarket. It is not approved by the FDA as an oral tanning agent, which should be your first inclination that it's pretty darn good for that purpose. And in fact, it is. It works by building up in the translucent layer of the skin, and it helps absorb the sun's UV rays, allowing me, at least, to spend all day in the sun without burning or peeling. Darker, and you hold your tan longer than you otherwise would. And that's coming from a very fair-skinned individual, me. Common errors include not using enough and not getting any sun. It is unlike Melanotan 2 in that respect. What I do is I start slow and I keep the dosage low. I take two caps a day. Do that starting in May, and I'll run that straight through August. Now, some people, they can get darker by loading faster with four a day, but to each his own. You know, in terms of negatives, it does deposit crystals in your eyes that'll show up in an eye exam. However, the crystals haven't resulted in any changes in vision, at least for me. And for all anybody knows, they're there protecting the lens of the eye as well as they do it for the skin. So I haven't had any issues with them, never have. They slowly dissipate after you discontinue use. Finally, I'm partial to Bronze Organic because it's a high quality product, and bodybuildingsupplements.com is where I get it, and it's worth it because cheaper versions are typically cut with synthetic dyes. And they don't work nearly as well. A lot of them will turn you orange and don't have, Bronze Organic's deep red color. If you look at it, it comes in a clear capsule. It's a very, very dark reddish brown. So overall, I find it indispensable. I will not go into the sun without it. It's that good. It's that good.
So I got to put this back up. So Clay Tisdale, who listens to the show from the West Coast and is obviously watching us on Facebook Live right now, said the brother doesn't have to worry about tanning, LOL. And I want to comment about this because this is really an important discussion. Those of us with dark skin, whether you're African American or you're Southern Italian like me, we don't produce as much vitamin D in the sun as those who are fair skinned. In reality, from an evolutionary perspective, we have evolved under the sun to a greater degree, and therefore we carry much more protective melanin in our skin. That's to protect us because we are designed to be outdoors to a greater degree than someone from Scandinavia with very, very fair skin. With that being said, if you look at the African-American population in the United States, they tend to be the most vitamin D deficient. Why? Because they're out in the sun probably less than the average Caucasian person because too many of us focus on the sun's aesthetic effects of tanning us. Forget about the tan. We need more sun. African Americans especially need more sun to get their vitamin D levels higher. They have to spend more time in the sun. And it's probably a wise idea for our African American brothers and sisters to supplement because we know that they're not going to be in the sun as much as they need to be. So just keep that in mind. There's also a strong linkage between melanin and something called 5-alpha reductase. 5-alpha reductase converts testosterone to DHT. So those of us with darker skin tend to have higher DHT levels because of the higher 5-alpha reductase acting on androgens like testosterone and or DHEA. But I get where you're coming from, Clay. You don't have to worry about a tan. But in the end, you do need to worry more about being in the sun. I just wanted to put that out there as kind of like a public service announcement, okay?
Yep, fair points.
All right. You have something to contribute to that before I move on to the next question?
No, it's just, you know, for me, it's a safety issue. I do not want to burn and peel. I know that's bad news.
You're fair skinned. I get
right.
it. Yeah. And you don't need as much sun as I do. You know, there was a study done in Scandinavia where they gave Scandinavian people like 1,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, and their vitamin D levels went like up above 60 nanograms. And me,
wow.
I got to take 20,000 IUs a day to get that.
Yeah.
So we all metabolize D differently. The darker the skin, the more you need to get to that sweet spot. Just keep that in mind. Matt Lawrence says, what's the least frequent a person can train and still gain? Is there any way to give me a range, say between 2 and 7 days? I train pretty frequently during the winter, but like to be out and about more during the spring and summer. Any help that you can give would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, you know what? This one is really, really hard to answer because the answer depends on a number of factors.
Intensity.
So,
yeah,
I mean, in no particular order. You know, the recovery rate of the muscle group that you just trained. Lower back takes a lot longer to recover than biceps. You know, the degree to which technique is important to your lift. Olympic lifts are a lot more technique sensitive, right, than curls. Your nutrition, your rest, you know, if you didn't sleep last night, you're not going to be recovered well. The amount of time you've been training, your training age, and finally, your biological age. So I can tell you, for example, that my optimal ab training frequency is every other day. Calves, similar frequency. But much larger muscle groups like back take me a lot longer. You know, I'll pull, let's say, top range rack pulls. I do my best training those once every 14 to 21 days, believe it or not. You can get a pretty good clue based upon the amount of weight you can hoist on that movement, meaning top range rack pulls and leg presses with 750 to 1,000 pounds are going to take a lot longer, right, to recover versus a set of 35-pound dumbbell curls. You also need to factor in the systemic fatigue that, for example, a 90-minute workout is going to take longer to recover from that than a 30-minute workout. Diet certainly plays a part, as does your age and sleeping habits. In short, recovery is so dependent on these unique variables that it's going to be difficult or different, rather, for everyone. Personally, at 47, I find one heavy upper body workout and one heavy lower body workout every 2 weeks optimal. Now, you heard that right. One of each every 2 weeks results in my best strength increases. Now, that does not mean, right, that there aren't gym visits that I partake in between. In fact, I'm in there just about every day doing something, right? Most of those are mini workouts, I'll call them, doing things like wall walks, leg raises, calves, and cardio to keep the muscles and joints and the heart and lungs pumping, you know, and supple. You know, they don't result in massive tissue breakdown, those workouts, like the other days. And as such, they actually function to prepare the body for those demanding workouts to come. Now, what I'm finding is that although it's easy for me to still make my muscles, let's say, larger and stronger, it is the connective tissues that are letting me down, so to speak. They're stiff, you know, when I get up in the morning and they can't take the same pounding, but that's okay. You know, I actually prefer things that way. The mental drain, let's call it, of those heavy taxing workouts isn't as bad. And in fact, it's nice to get a good workout in that leaves you feeling energetic and generates a fair amount of dopamine. I think personally, between these heavy workouts, having a workout in between that you can leave the gym feeling really upbeat and happy and feeling refreshed is very, very important. Overall, though, I'll put this stick in the ground. Two workouts a week would be a big step in the right direction for most people. Not everyone. There'll always be people at other ends of the extreme, but two workouts a week would do a lot of people right. So you can take it from there. Thanks for your question.
I want to put this up just before we go into a break. You wanted to say something first?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, what's your frequency like?
It depends on where I am in the spectrum of overtraining and training. Like right now, I'm backing down a little bit because I've been going really hard and heavy for many months now, and I'm starting to feel like I'm not looking forward to going to the gym. I'm actually going to start adding I haven't added any cardio in yet. I'm going to start adding cardio in this week, quite frankly, and I am going to start backing down the volume of work that I do as I add cardio in because I don't want to push myself over the brink here.
You didn't do cardio in your before and after pictures?
No.
You didn't do?
No, no. In fact, I have a good friend, David Buchanan. We have a kind of a little unspoken contest going because he runs a lot with his wife, April. And I told him, you know, my abs are showing. I haven't even added cardio in. He goes, oh, I'm going to have to step up my game. That's the mistake. He needs to back down his game. He runs way too much. But, no, I'm about to start adding cardio in this week, actually, for the first time. And I don't know, since last year.
Incredible.
But
wow.
Don't forget, my heart rate gets up to 160, 170, 180 when I'm doing those giant sets.
Yep. I'm right there with you. I much prefer using weights to incur fat loss than cardio.
Yeah. I'm going to put something up. So Jason Brock posted this, and I want to share it again. He says, I'm darker because I have a little Native American heritage. I've been taking extra vitamin D3 for years based on the first SHR podcast I ever listened to, and my D levels are great now. And this is true. I mean, those of us who have darker skin, we have to supplement with a little bit more to get into that sweet spot. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more questions. And we also have questions from live viewers on Facebook, like John Peaks. We're going to get to those questions, too, in just a moment. But first, we're going to pay a few bills. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner. banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay.
Yeah, what he said. If you're watching us on Facebook Live right now, you can post your questions and we will answer them live. So check that out. As Coach Rob gives his advice, answers your questions about training, nutrition, drugs, everything. Matt Lawrence says, we did Matt Lawrence. I'm sorry about that. Tony Massaro says, you stated before that bodybuilding has been your lifelong obsession. I'm curious, do you have any other interests? No, that's it. Next question.
How do I answer this? Let's see. The answer is yes, but it usually comes back to, I relate it back to bodybuilding. So I'm sure some people can relate. Before I go into this, I'm going to address a few particulars, because in this case, words really do matter. I do not like the term bodybuilding, at least what the word has come, you know, to mean to the general public. You know, to them, bodybuilders are steroid freaks who lube themselves up with oil and pose in their underwear. Now, I have nothing against people using steroids. In fact, I think respecting their choice to be a fundamental aspect of being a tolerant person. There's nothing, you know, if you're not competing in a sport, there is nothing wrong, immoral, or otherwise reprehensible about using steroids. I do much prefer the term that you use, Carl, that being physical culture, because it's far more, you know, indicative of my interest. And to that end, I consider you and Brooks the true keepers of the flame. You know, neither one of you guys is in this for the money. You're in it for the love of the game, so to speak. Now, insofar as the word obsession being used, I do feel that's appropriate, because when you go to bed thinking about it, when you dream about it, and when you spend every free second, you know, you have thinking about it.
Obsessing about it.
Yeah, you know, living it. For the last 30 years, that's an obsession. And no apologies, by the way. It is what it is. Now, having said all of that, I'm a great lover of military aviation as much as physical culture. From the moment I saw an F-4 Phantom fighter jet tear up the sky at a local air show, I was hooked. And I dreamed when I was young of being a fighter pilot. I can still recite so many facts about these things that they often ask me if I'm a pilot myself. But, you know, as I think about it now, those pilots had everything I was looking for. They had presence. They had poise. They remained cool under pressure. And they were heroes in my book. You know, and this was years before Top Gun did that for fighter pilots. So although that film just accelerated, you know, my love of aviation. Now, I didn't realize it then, but I do now. If you look at just about any fighter pilot, they have very strong physical constitutions. In fact, outside of wrestlers, fighter pilots have some of the best necks you will ever see. And that's just a product of pulling G's. G's are simply a reference to the force of gravity during tight turns. So modern fighters are all 9G plus capable aircraft, meaning if you're the pilot and you weigh 200 pounds, you go into a 9G turn, you're going to weigh 1,800 pounds. And so, you know, I've spoken to an F-15 pilot who in the Gulf War, he pushed his plane and himself to the absolute limit. He recorded 12 G's doing a split S. So, you know, when second place equals dead, you can bet these guys resistance train because it allows them to pull and more importantly sustain those G's, you know, for a certain amount of time. They are not fat people. They are not obese people. They are in shape and they all train with weights because they know the difference that it makes. Now, I never did pursue being a fighter pilot for two reasons. Reason number one was my parents. They thought it was too dangerous and, you know, basically threw cold water on it. And second, my eyesight, which, you know, at the time was less than 20/20. In the military, had a very strict rule. Fighter pilots had to have uncorrected 20/20 vision. So in the early 90s, though, I found out they relaxed those eyesight requirements. As far as my parents not supporting that particular theme, that wouldn't be the first time. You know, they still find the whole physical culture thing distasteful. So, you know, I can't go back. It's too late now. I'm not going to be a fighter pilot. But I can make sure I don't make the same mistakes that my parents did with me, with my son. You know, if whatever Maximus's dream is, you know, it's going to be supported by his dad 100%. And we've all been given gifts, and this is how it comes back to us, right? In weight training, we have all been given certain gifts. Your job, as I see it, is to find them and share them with others to improve and enrich their lives. So maybe in another life, I'll be a Top Gun fighter jock. You know, until then, these fields fight, you know, being a fighter pilot and physical culture are not as mutually exclusive as you'd believe. A product, for example, that would allow fighter pilots to remain vigilant, sharpen their senses, and something that will allow them to think faster and pull higher G's could mean the difference between life and death in that profession. And interestingly enough, the Air Force used to make liberal use of amphetamines for its pilots on long, long distance missions. But more recently, they now use modafinil.
Right. So, right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting stuff. It really is. But,
I've heard modafinil is very good if you want to kick caffeine. Dr. John Parker, who is deployed right now in Kuwait, I believe, he has shared with me that if I do want to actually kick the caffeine someday, that I should turn to modafinil. So, I mean, obviously, modafinil gives you all of the brain alertness without the upregulation of other metabolic functions that caffeine does. So it is.
I tried it. Yeah. It's a scheduled drug in the United States. However, its precursor,
Adrafinil, right,
is not. And therefore, it converts to modafinil and it takes about 45 minutes to kick in versus 20 or 30.
But I want to take a break. And when we come back, before we move on to the next scheduled question, we have a question from John Peaks about the difference between testosterone, cypionate, and enthanate that I'd like to answer when we come back. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, pay a few bills. When we come back, we're going to answer John Peaks' question, and then we'll get right back on to the next scheduled question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today or FastMuscleBook.com. And show Rob some love. We'll be right back.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off. Off and free shipping.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more.
Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So we're going to answer a question that was posted live on our Facebook Live wall just now. And it's from John Peaks. He says, what's the difference between testosterone cypionate and enthinate? Would it be an issue to use both in the same week, a couple days apart? What's the verdict on sub-Q versus IM? I'm going to go first on this one, okay, Rob?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so enthinate and cypionate are so close in molecular design that it's silly to differentiate them. Enthinate is predominantly used in Europe. Cypionate is predominantly used in the United States. They both have a pretty similar release rate, enthinate being slightly slower. And as a result, the slower the ester releases, the greater the estrogen production. So cypionate produces a little bit less estradiol in conversion through aromatization than does enthinate. They are basically interchangeable. I have actually seen blends that have both of them in it. It's silly. I don't know why. It's kind of like, if you ever go to a restaurant and see shrimp scampi on the menu, that is a misnomer because scampi means shrimp. So it's like saying shrimp. So enthinate and cypionate are almost identical. You can use them interchangeably. You can use them both in the same week. As far as sub-Q versus IM, I was the first person to talk about subcutaneous injections of testosterone. In fact, Dr. John Chrysler, who now tells people that he prescribes sub-Q, came on my show and said sub-Q was a bad idea, believe it or not. And I'll find that episode because Jason Leloup listened to it not too long ago and messaged me and said, Dr. Chrysler just said that sub-Q is a bad idea on your show. And yet he wrote a book about it, and that's the truth. And I'm glad he came around to it, but I was doing sub-Q before anybody was even thinking about it because it didn't make any sense to me. Intramuscular, subcutaneous, blood gets to it. Blood flow is how you release and cleave and get it into the system. But here is the one big difference between sub-Q and intramuscular. Sub-Q is slower simply because there's a lot less blood flow under the skin than there is inside the muscle. So if you are looking, let's say you're traveling and you don't want to bring any gear with you and you want your injection to last longer, take a slightly larger dose and do it sub-Q, and the release curve is much more slow and stable as opposed to intramuscular where you have a 3-day spike and then it starts coming down. By the way, cypionate and enthinate, intramuscular, 50% of everything you inject is released within the first 4 days and the balance over the next 17 days. Anthony Roberts did the work on this when he was writing his book, Anabolic Steroids, The Ultimate Research Guide. When you do that sub-Q, you don't get that big spike. It's a very gradual spike, and then it stays out there. So that's my take on those two esters. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, the only thing I can add to that is as part of HRT, I have used both, and to my mind, you can't discern one for the other. You know, it's like you said, they're for all intents and purposes the same. As far as the sub-Q, I have read about it. I haven't actually tried it yet. And correct me if I'm wrong, though. Someone put forth the notion that you don't need quite as much if you use it sub-Q. Am I hearing things there?
I don't know that that's true at all, quite frankly. I think the big thing right now that Dr. Crisler is pushing is that you don't have to inject as frequently if you do sub-Q because it takes longer for it to get into the bloodstream and it delivers for a longer curve. But I've never heard anybody say that you can use less.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if you can, but I might have been hearing things that I wanted to hear.
The big problem with sub-Q for somebody like me is, and right now I am using my HRT dose, but back in the day when I was doing 2 and 3 cc's of stuff at a time, you can't do that sub-Q. You end up with a huge welt that gets inflamed. You've got to do that intramuscularly. But if you're doing a cc or less at a time, you can do it sub-Q for sure. And sometimes, you know, injecting in my quads, injecting my hips. Don't forget, I've been on HRT since 2007. Stuff gets sore after a while. Sometimes I just go to sub-Q to give all the muscles that I'm usually injecting in a break. And I'll go to sub-Q for a month, once a week for a month, and then I'll go back to intramuscular. So that's how I use sub-Q. I don't use it exclusively like some people do. This question comes from John Serra. He says, here's an interesting question. Do you listen to music while training? Absolutely. Does it do anything for you if you do? And do you have any songs that you listen to specifically?
You know, I used to have an iPod or whatever it was, you know, with the headphones. But I quickly found out that I was taking them out, you know, to talk to people, answer their questions more than I had them in. But still, he's right. It's an interesting question. It deserves maybe a lot more discussion, but it's plain as day to me that music can alter someone's mental and physical reality, so to speak. So, you know, just think about how you react when a certain song starts playing. You know, I've seen guys transform from lethargic, you know, to having so much adrenaline course them through their veins. They have goosebumps all over them and they don't go away for a long time. Music, though, I have found, is not unlike stimulants that people take to train harder. There is a dose response curve. So here's an example. Everybody knows the song Eye of the Tiger, right, by Survivor. Universal tune that'll get most people amped up. In me, anyway, it brings me back to when I was 14, 15, just starting out. My heart rate picks up. Certain smells, even from that time, will come back over me, and I'm stimulated to perform at a higher level. Obviously, the song you're listening to matters. Whatever motivates you, it may not be rock music. It might. I think Brooks says he listens to classical music when he trains. The key is listening to songs that evoke a deep emotional and psychological change. Now, there is a danger, though, and it's not unlike the way people use pre-workout stimulants. If you take pre-workout supplements for things other than training, like just to wake up every day, the effect lessens considerably. Same deal as with music. Try this. I want you to find a song that really amps you up. You know, your favorite fight song, whatever it is. Next, I want you to listen to it over and over and over. What you will find is that after about 30 minutes, it loses its punch. Just like tolerance that develops with pills and powders, so it is true that constant repetitive stimulation via music lessens with the time and duration curve. So, you know, I'm glad you asked the question. Music can indeed be a real performance enhancer. I have no doubt about that in my mind. Just keep it in your back pocket and dose it judiciously.
Okay, so here's me, okay? First of all, my favorite music to listen to are groups like Linkin Park, Drowning Pool, POD, System of a Down. But I also like Mobb Deep. I like Tupac. I like Eminem. Those are the. But here's something really weird about me. I will lock on to a song, and I will play it continuously throughout the entire workout, over and over and over and over again. And I'll do that for 4 or 5 days, training days, and then all of a sudden I'll move on to another song, or I'll just hit Pandora and pick a channel like Linkin Park and just let whatever play. There's no doubt in my mind that music allows me to train harder and motivates me, but I don't necessarily listen to that music outside of the gym. As you point out, I only listen to that music when I'm training. I don't listen to that music day in and day out.
Yeah. It's powerful stuff, but like in any other powerful thing, be it testosterone, be it stimulants, use it judiciously and it will give you the most bang for your buck, so to speak.
So we have, okay, I'm sorry, were you going to say something else? I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
No, I would encourage people to keep the short list, right?
Yeah.
In their iPod or whatever they're listening to.
Matt Lawrence says, I've heard you talk before about Tribulus. What about Tomcat Alley? Is it worth a test? Is it worth it as a test booster?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I think virtually all over-the-counter test boosters come up short, at least as far as boosting your ability, accelerating your ability to grow muscle. Now, since they're such a hot category, you know, here's my opinion and my rationale. Levels of total testosterone vary, but usually the scale runs from 300 to 1,000 nanograms per deciliter. Obviously, that's a pretty wide range. So I tend to look at different averages, like the average male, 18 to 35, produces somewhere in the range of 47 milligrams, 4 to 7 milligrams of testosterone a day, so around 50 milligrams a week on the high end. In studies, however, and the anecdotal evidence seems to back this up too, 300 milligrams a week is the minimal amount needed to accelerate protein synthesis and muscle growth. That is six times the testosterone your body can produce naturally. Even if we take the position that 200 milligrams a week is the threshold, that's still four times more than what the manliest of man makes. So, you know, folks, there isn't an OTC test booster that can come close to 300 milligrams a week of straight testosterone. It just doesn't happen. Or if it does, I haven't seen it. The absolute best increase I've seen for a test booster was 55% in less than 30 days. Now, that sounds like a lot, but, you know, consider some math. Assuming our man starts at 300 nanograms per deciliter, and most men are going to start low, right, since they're starting to feel the signs of low T, a 55% increase only gets him up to 465. So you can kind of see now why most test boosters don't work the way, at least the way we want them to, right, to put on muscle. Not enough to get us to even the halfway point if you're starting way low, never mind the super physiological range. And then there's this. The government has catch-all wording in the Anabolic Steroid and Control Act to outlaw anything that would boost testosterone that high. It's just not going to happen in this country. It's sad to say, over the counter. On the other hand, if you lack sex drive and are having trouble, let's say, with erections, there are some OTC test boosters that you can definitely help out in that instance. You know, it's long been known that a strong component of libido, right, resides in the brain. And Tribulus, amongst other compounds, is speculated to be active there. Tomcat Ali, I've seen research saying that if you're over 50, Tomcat as well as maca root, those would be on my list. High quality trib and fenugreek certainly help with erections, although that's more the result of their ability, the furostenolic saponins, to generate nitric oxide. Here's the bottom line. There won't be any accelerated muscle building in this country via testosterone, at least not over the counter and not anytime soon. It is a sad commentary that the body's own hormone, something that is meant to be in men, not only men, but also women, is being eschewed for things like SARMs and other unknown foreign compounds. If you're looking to blame someone, you can blame some self-righteous politicians for denying us the safest route, really, the safest route to muscle growth that there is, was, and probably ever will be. But that's America today.
Well, so. And you make a really good point. So the Food and Drug Administration requires now a black box warning on all testosterone because they're saying, oh, it could lead to this, it could lead to that. Do you think the Food and Drug Administration would allow a truly effective testosterone booster to be available on the market? And even if they did, without a black box warning on it, that this raises testosterone and this could be dangerous for you?
No, they're protecting their pharmaceutical company partners in this whole thing. And it's sad, but muscle building is almost a crime now in the United States. And again, the safest compound that anyone could use to build more muscle is testosterone, something that is supposed to be in your body. Body doesn't freak out looking at it as it's something foreign. It's supposed to be there. And instead, we got to play around now with SARMs and other things that we're finding out anyway have a lot of the same, you know, issues. Suppression, for example. I don't know. It's just this country's upside down in that respect.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. Where's the music? There's the music. There we go.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com.
Trojan horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We have a question from Todd Goddick, but before we go there, we have a comment from Craig Richardson. He says, "Hey, Rob, thanks for the tip on using more body weight training when you're older. I'm 48, so I'm using 70% body weight and 30% weight training split, and it's working great. Cheers." So there you go. Another satisfied customer. Another satisfied customer.
That's the best part of my job, man. Thank you for writing that. That made my day.
And then we have a question that we'll get to in a little bit from Jason Brock about BPC 157. I love talking about that stuff. But first, this question from Todd Goddick. He says, "I have a source for testosterone, and I'm interested in how to, if you get my drift. Specifically, the lowest amount needed to grow muscle. Not sure where I'm going from there, but I'd appreciate the information."
Well, so in the previous question, I kind of alluded to the fact that testosterone in the normal range, or at least the norms that they have established for us today, which, if I'm not mistaken, Carl, they've lowered those.
Yes, they have.
But anyway, 300 to 1,000 nanograms per deciliter, I took the position that it wouldn't produce any dramatic gains. And to back that up, I did come across a research study that supports my answer there. It turns out Charles Drew University of Medicine and Science conducted and published a study about a decade ago now, wherein they administered varying amounts of testenanthate along with drugs to inhibit natural testosterone production. And this was in young, healthy men for 20 weeks. And while the higher test levels did produce greater muscle gains, it was not nearly as pronounced as you might think. So what the researchers found was that so long as test levels were within that range, 300 to 1,000, muscle growth didn't change very much. You know, the subjects on the low end of normal weren't that far behind subjects on the high end in terms of growth, you know. So it now begs the question, how high do you need to go? And a statistically significant increase in muscle growth was not seen until test levels surpassed the high end of normal by 20 to 30%. So you're talking about a total test level of 1,200 to 1,300 is where the really accelerated muscle growth starts, okay? Now, the only question is, how much test do you have to shoot to get there? Everyone's going to be different, but I would suggest around 300 nanograms per deciliter per week.
You mean 300 300 milligrams, yeah.
Sorry, 300 milligrams per week. Right. Would get most guys really close. I've seen readings of about 1,500 off of 300 milligrams a week. So, you know, that's kind of a starting point. 600 milligrams a week has been studied in men, and predictably, the results were even better.
And those studies by Bashin, Dr. Bashin, show little, if none at all, negative effects from 600 milligrams a week.
Right. Yeah, you can look hard, and there are hardly any side effects to speak of. Mm-hmm. So, be that as it may, you should absolutely get blood work done regularly, regardless of dose. At that level, though, and I'm talking about the 600 milligram amount, in some people, conversion to estrogen is going to be an issue, as well as your body. If you're older and you've been on it for a while, like me, your body makes too many red blood cells, and you've got a high hematocrit level. That can lead to the blood getting too thick, theoretically increasing your risk of stroke and or heart attack. Now, I say theoretically because for decades we have had people, right, using upwards of 1,000 milligrams a week or more, and there's no widespread epidemic of strokes and heart attacks. I'm not saying bad things don't happen here and there, but it's just not, they're not dropping like flies. There's a simple enough solution if that does happen to you, excess red blood cells. Give blood every couple of months, you know. That's what I do. Problem solved. And, you know, to your point, I think you once compared it to changing the oil in your car.
Right.
It's a great idea. But, yeah, you know, at first I studied testosterone extremely, you know, in as much detail as I could. I then talked to people on testosterone. And finally, I took the plunge to HRT. You know, it's... Unless you're in the super physiological range, nothing magic or dramatic happens, at least in terms of muscle building. Will it restore your energy? Absolutely. Fantastic. Libido? Yep, that too. Erections? Yep, that too. You know, prevent you from possibly having a heart attack due to testosterone that's too low? Yeah, that too. And those are things that you never hear about because you know, it's not politically correct, I guess, to sing the praises of the evil male hormone. But it does a lot of people a lot of good, and I am certainly grateful for it. But that's what you need to do, or that's where you need to be on the scale in order to accelerate muscle growth. Without that, it goes without saying, you need the food, then the rest, and the training to make the whole thing work.
So older men clear testosterone slower than young men, and it makes perfect sense, right? From an evolutionary perspective, as we get older, we produce less testosterone, so the body becomes more efficient at preserving it, keeping it in the bloodstream. There seems to be a downregulation of the receptors in the liver that get testosterone out of the bloodstream in older men, which means that a young guy could do 300 milligrams a week and end up at 1,300. An older guy could do 300 a week and end up at 1,600. So this is why this is nothing to just do in the dark. You have to get blood work done. And don't assume that you're a high aromatizer, because we know that men who do testosterone and use aromatase inhibitors do not see the fat loss that men who use testosterone and don't use aromatase inhibitors. So don't just assume. So many people are like, oh, you're going to do 600 milligrams a week. You've got to use an AI. No, you don't. I am not a high aromatizer. I've used as much as 2 grams a week, and my estradiol levels are still within the normal range. So do not assume you're a high aromatizer. Do not assume you have to use an AI because you're on a higher dose. Do not assume that 300 milligrams will not build muscle for you if you're an older dude. Don't assume anything. Do the blood work. Figure things out and shoot and know where the target is that you're shooting for. But Rob is right. Back in the day, Porter Cottrell stepped up on stage in his first Olympia, and all he was ever using while he was training was 300 milligrams of testosterone when he was building his muscle. So, you know, a lot of people today, they're like, oh, so-and-so's doing 6 grams a week. Big deal. I mean, seriously. There are people out there that can build testosterone, build muscle with even moderate increases above normal physiological levels.
Yeah. And one final point there. We just talked a lot about testosterone, protein synthesis, and growing muscle. If you're going to go to the, you know, to the extent of making sure that you have super physiological levels or at least real healthy levels to grow muscle, please get yourself some of this, such that these are the bricks that your body will use to build the new muscle tissue. I'm going to reorder my Thrive today, but it goes without saying, you know, top shelf protein builds a top shelf body. You know, you want to build a house out of straw, use cheap whey. You want to build a house out of bricks, you use a product like Thrive. I have no problem saying it.
Thank you very much. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna answer a live question from Jason Brock on BPC 157, and then we're gonna get on to the blueprint tip of the day with Coach Rob. Stay tuned. Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
If you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym, you will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We got a lot of questions coming in from Facebook. We've got another one from Clay Tisdale about estradiol. We'll get to that in just a minute. So this one is from Jason Brock. He says, BPC 157, is it the real deal or is there something better? I had a self-diagnosed slight shoulder tear and used it with great effect. What are your thoughts and advice? That would be appreciated. So you want to talk first about it and then I'll talk about it?
Yeah, you know, here's my two CPs on the matter. I've been through maybe 10 vials of the stuff. It certainly does accelerate recovery and repair, specifically of injuries. I'm sure it does the same for muscles, or at least has some beneficial effect. But I have found it to be the best compound to use, even being a little bit better than Cesis for some things. But, you know, my opinion is that everybody should have some of this stuff on hand because of the little niggling injuries and sometimes, you know, major injuries that we all have. Listen, when scientists are saying that this stuff might be able to be used instead of surgery, you know it's a big deal. Yeah.
Okay, so BPC stands for Body Protection Complex. This stuff does so much more than just help you heal soft tissue injuries. It's great for your gut. There's some evidence now that it may also act on certain types of nerves to help repair them. It is an amazing compound, and absolutely it works. I know more and more people who have legitimate injuries from sports who use BPC for as little as a week, and their doctors can't believe that they've healed so quickly. So, yes, it is a great compound. Anywhere from 300 micrograms to a half a milligram, depending on the severity of the injury. You don't have to use it locally, but I find local works better. If you have an injury like in your elbow, inject it there. It will affect you systemically. In fact, BPC 157 is actually made in the stomach naturally. And is absorbed through the stomach. You can take it orally. So if you're one of these people who says, like, I'm not going to inject anything, then just use the syringe to suck it out of the bottle and squirt it in your mouth because it'll still work.
That's definitely part of its appeal. It's orally active.
Okay, so this one comes in from Clay Tisdale. He says, my last estradiol was around 38. I'm assuming he's saying picograms. I think that's too high, so what do you think a good level to maintain estrogen levels is? Okay, so that is not too high because on most assays, the low end for men is like zero, which is a mistake, and the high end is 43. So you are not too high, number one. But more importantly, men develop Parkinson's disease 5 times more frequently than women do until women go through menopause and then they catch up with us. That is the protective effects of estradiol. Men think, just the way women used to think testosterone is the male hormone, men foolishly think estradiol is just for women. It's not. Estradiol is so important for men, and suppressing it down to zero is a harmful and dangerous thing to do. If you're looking at the scale that I'm looking at, Clay, then you're not too high. You're fine. Leave it alone.
Yeah, you know, I learned my lesson about suppressing estradiol. Remember ATD?
Yeah, guys lost their libido suppressing estradiol. Yeah.
I mean, I had no interest in women at all.
Yeah.
I remember my tendons and ligaments just hurting badly. And it'll crush your lipids, you know, if you take it too far. So, listen, unless you've got a huge problem with estrogen, I'm with you. You know, leave it be. Once you start trying to suppress things you know, it's just bad news. Your body, even men, need a little bit of estrogen.
John Peake says, when a man finds himself tearing up listening to a song on the radio, it might be time
to take a look at increasing the dosage of an aromatase inhibitor. I would actually, I think he's being tongue in cheek, but actually inflammation can cause depression. I don't agree with that completely. And this is from somebody who I'll admit I cry when I'm watching certain movies and stuff like that. I feel like I'm in touch with my emotions, but my testosterone levels are very, very high, and my estradiol levels tend to stay in the same zone, as I said before. Not much higher than Clay Tisdale's, quite frankly. But with that being said, I don't think that's a good indicator of having too high of estradiol levels, in the same way that people that I say, hey, you should look into testosterone, they're like, oh, well, I have no problem with erections. I have no problem with libido. That's not all testosterone does. You can still have erections and a high libido and have testosterone in the dirt. Yeah. So those things are not barometers for anything. The only thing that's a barometer for where your estradiol levels should be and testosterone levels is to have blood work done, period. End of story.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. You want to go ahead and hit the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Yeah, and then if we have other questions, maybe we can take.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, the tip of the day is what I saw and experienced on my honeymoon cruise to Mexico.
Oh, I love this. Rob was texting me while he was on the cruise, because Elisa and I did an Alaskan cruise, and his experience and my experience were the same exact thing. Go ahead, run with this. This is great.
Okay, so we're on a Carnival cruise to Mexico. And what I saw and experienced literally shocked me. And only now am I starting to understand, I think, why. You know, as soon as we arrived at the ship, the wave of human obesity was apparent. You know, I would say, without exaggerating, 8 out of 10 people were obese. Not chunky, not chubby, genuine obesity. More than that, these people had no shame whatsoever. So picture not being able to zip your fly on a pair of shorts, never mind button. And they just let their stomach, or stomachs, as the case may be, hang out in front of them. And I'm talking about the women. So it wasn't until I arrived home that it hit me. My social scene is pretty much the gym, right? Where other people are fit or they're fit. I don't watch much television, but, you know, there aren't fat people on TV either, at least not many of them. You know, like people in the gym, the people on TV are thin, or at least they are reasonably. Most of them, right? Most people on TV, they're selling something, and fat people don't sell too much product. So this cruise was quite a shock to me. I guess I never realized how many people are obese. And even sadder, you know, none of them seem to be interested in doing anything about it. So we trained at the, you know, at the gym on board every day. Even took a class on how to eliminate belly fat, okay? So on a cruise of 3,000 people, take a guess how many people showed up for that little seminar.
I don't know. How many?
How about 4, including me and the wife, you know. So even more disturbing were their manners, or should I say lack thereof, you know, that these people displayed. Loud, obnoxious, and entirely without consideration for anyone around them. Now, it probably didn't help. It was one of the cheaper cruises, okay? So there was a lot of riffraff on board. But honestly, I didn't see any redeeming qualities in these people, not one. It isn't surprising then that the vast sums of money people spend on weight loss products. What really was that these people, you know, to these folks, how to lose weight is an absolute mystery to some of them, maybe even most. Now, I'm sure some have a vague notion of what to do. But knowing and actually doing are two different things. So with each passing day, these poor diet and lifestyle habits, they build into a person's fiber. And when the wake-up call comes for these folks in their 40s, 50s, or later, good luck reversing 50 years of bad lifestyle habits. It's not going to happen. Now, we did take an excursion into Cozumel. Stop on my watch anyway was a pharmacy. So at the pharmacy, over the counter as aspirin is here, I saw Test Sip, Sustanon 250, Deca, Proviron, along with Clen, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Viagra, all that stuff over the counter. And I silently marveled at how many of these same fatties on the cruise would self-righteously assert how dangerous those kind of drugs were. Oh my God, they're steroids. They'll kill you. You know, then it hits you. Whatever risks steroid using athletes take, they are infinitely safer and healthier than consuming the vast quantity of junk food that these people do. From my insurance days, I am very familiar with the incidence of morbidity and mortality caused by obesity. In the ultimate irony, our elected officials outlawed the very hormones that exist naturally in your body, but okayed and continue to okay frankenfood, alcohol, and tobacco that feed this ever-increasing fat pool. Go ahead. You were going to say something?
No. I was going to – when Elisa and I went to Alaska.
Yeah.
I affectionately referred to the two big restaurants there as the trough because they were open round the clock.
Yeah.
And from the second we got on the ship, people were drinking booze and eating food to the second we got off the ship. And I mean, I'm not saying this to be mean, and you know, because you texted it to me. The people who are attracted to cruises, they get on that ship and they plan on eating and drinking nonstop for the entire time. It's a license to overeat and overdrink. That's all it is.
Yeah. Complete debauchery. You know, now, on the other side of the coin, we did go snorkeling, or I tried to anyway, because word to the wise, if you're carrying a lot of muscle mass, even with a life preserver and swim fins, I sank like a rock.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you too have a lot of muscle, there's a good chance that you will. And if, you know, that's no fun. And I don't care what anybody says. If you're in 5 feet of water, okay. 20 feet of water, no, not so cool. We also visited a beach, which was, you know, more my speed. And so I took up residence in this hammock once we got there, and I was sat there and I looked out over the ocean. It occurred to me that very few of the Mexicans that I saw were obese, at least not like the Americans or the people that I was cruising with. So nor is there any great steroid epidemic in Mexico. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Because believe the propaganda here, widespread steroid availability like they have should equal raging maniacs attacking others and flooding emergency rooms, dying. Somebody should send Joe Biden to Mexico to see for himself. Hopefully, he'll do us all a favor and stay there. Now, I'm guessing there are a fair number of listeners like me who have just limited exposure to vast numbers of obese people. They're just not in our orbit. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to bring you down, though, because here's the thing. The healthcare costs associated with the obesity epidemic, syndrome X, et cetera, all of us. And if the deficits that we're running don't sink us, the fatties will. The fatties will.
Well, they're contributing to it. I'm actually working on a blog post right now that I'm going to run by Mike Pulcinella because I like Mike, and Mike is more middle of the road than I am. But I am proposing that obesity is actually unpatriotic, and here's why. Our current annual expenditure for healthcare is $3.2 trillion. Well over 80% of that can be traced back to metabolic diseases that have their origin in metabolic disorders, which means people's lifestyles. They are eating themselves and doing things to make themselves sick. And then those of us who don't get sick, who actually pay our health insurance and work, we are going to have to carry those people on our back. According to the CDC, by the year 2030, it's a very short period away, 50% of the population is going to be severely overweight and or obese. And that severe overweight and obesity is directly linked to metabolic diseases like cancer and heart disease. And that is what we're paying $3.2 trillion a year. So this notion that we need to throw more money at healthcare is stupid. We need to get people to stop making themselves sick. But no one wants to talk about that because that's not popular. Just by me saying this, I'm going to have people jumping on me. Oh, well, how can you say, my mother had breast cancer and I had breast cancer too, and that's genetic. BS. It's not genetic. It's your lifestyle. You learned how to eat from your mother.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, your point is well taken. They are not just a danger to themselves. They are an albatross around the necks of everyone.
Yes.
So as a nation, we need to combat this, or at least put penalties in place for it. Now,
hey, here's an easy penalty, Rob. Rob, you were in the insurance business, right? Okay.
Yep.
I want to give you an analogy, and then I want to talk about insurance for a second. You and I sit down at a restaurant across from each other.
Yep.
You order the tuna fish and a glass of water, and I order lobster and a bottle of champagne. The waitress comes down the middle of the aisle. She looks at you and looks at me and says, gentlemen, we're going to be combining your bills and splitting them in half. So you basically are going to be paying for half of my lobster and champagne, even though you were frugal and you chose to eat tuna fish and water, right?
Yep.
That's insurance, folks. What we need to do is simple. We don't have to punish anybody. But if you're sick more often, you should pay more. Period. End of story. There's nothing else in life other than buying airfare where I have to pay for you and your choices.
Yeah. I thought about that a lot, too. It's like these people, based on their size, a lot of them had to have bought two seats. Have to. Absolute have to. But here's the thing, okay? I'll never be elected president, but if I am, here's what's going down. There's going to be a fat tax. You want to eat like crap, not train, and make everyone else pay more for your health care, you're going to be in a higher tax bracket. You know, now that'll probably never happen, but it would help with these people paying their fair share. Now, this does not pertain to someone who's overweight or maybe even obese and working on it. Noah, quiet. So, you know, that's my
Even the dog agrees.
Yeah.
Even the dog agrees. That's okay. Let him bark. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. But I mean, that's where it is and you know, where it's going. I can tell you with great confidence that it's going to be the ruin of this country.
People just need to pay what they should pay in life, no matter where you go. And if you are someone who smokes cigarettes, drinks alcohol all the time, you eat crap food, you're getting fatter and fatter by the day, you just need to pay more if you go to the doctor more. If you don't go to the doctor, God bless you, then just go do your thing. But if you're going to the doctor and you're on 7 medications, you should pay more for your health care insurance. That's it. There's nothing wrong with that, folks. There's nothing else in life where you have to pay for me except airfare and health insurance. Airfare is the other thing. They want to charge me $50 for bringing a bag on board that's a pound over 50 pounds. Meanwhile, the guy next to me is 175 pounds heavier than me. Why aren't they charging him more for the weight that they want to charge me for?
That is a great, great point. It's a fantastic point.
The insurance industry and the airline industry need to stop penalizing people and start charging people that deserve to be charged more money, period. End of story. And then we can all afford health care. Those of us who take care of ourselves, we don't get sick often. Our health care is cheaper. That's the way it should be.
Yep. The people, look, again, if somebody's obese and they're working on it, like if I see someone at the gym that's obese, I make it a point to go over and, you know, try to give them some encouragement or otherwise acknowledge them. But if you're just going to hang out, you know, on the couch, in one hand we got the remote, the other one you got a bag of chips, well, I'm sorry. I don't want to pay for your
bad decision
or lifestyle choices, right? I don't know, man. It's just I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I guess I live to a certain extent in a bubble, but
Well, all of us do. Those of us in the superhuman nation, we live in a bubble because we surround ourselves with people like ourselves. It's not until you get on a cruise ship, or recently we just attended a graduation for Elisa's niece. I'm sad to say 70% of these kids graduating high school, I'm not talking about overweight folks. I'm talking about there were young girls that were over 300 pounds graduating high school. They couldn't be, they're not even 18 years old yet.
Yep.
I mean, these people are going to be, if they're not already involved in the healthcare debacle now, they're going to be eventually knee replacement, hip replacement, diabetes medication. I mean, I'm aghast at the number of people that are on metformin today that are young because they already have diabetes.
Yeah, you said it, man.
And
you
we can't it. Ignore it. You know what? When you talk about this, you're very unpopular. When you talk about this sort of stuff, people are like, well, you know, these people have a genetic disorder. BS. Where was the genetic disorder in the 20s when people were undernourished? Nobody had diabetes back then. Where was the genetic? We came from those same genes. How come they didn't have diabetes? And then I have people who say to me, well, it's not about exercise. It's not about, you know what? You're right. It's not about exercise. It's about eating an amount of food every single day that is going to give you the energy you need and not more.
It's a bad scene all around. I would finish by saying this. I put this fat tax in place so fast their head would spin. But also, if you do see someone that's obese, overweight, and working on it, make it a point to at least acknowledge them and give them some encouragement. They deserve it.
As far as where can you get BPC 157, I would try purchasepeptides.net, but be aware, this peptide is so popular that everybody is out of it all the time. But I would go to purchasepeptides.net because they're legit. What you're going to get is real stuff. That's it. We have no more questions from the live viewers. We have no more questions that were sent in to us. If you want to get a question to Rob for next show, you can send it to onair@superhumanradio.com. Also, those of you listening right now live, if you would like to try a free sample of Da Vinci from Ultra Human, it's an amazing nootropic. I took it today before the show. I was exhausted before the show today. I've been sleeping on a hotel bed for the weekend. I have not been sleeping good. I got here this morning. I thought, I can't do the show. I'm foggy. I took one of those, and I am clear, like laser focus. You can try it by sending me an email at onair@superhumanradio.com, and we will send you a free sample of Da Vinci. I promise you, you will fall in love with this product. No jitters, all clarity.
Wow, that's exciting. I never even heard of it.
Check it out. They're a new sponsor by ultrahuman.net. It's a great product, and I'm going to make sure that I already told you I'm going to make sure that you get some samples of it to try, because you're going to love this stuff.
I think
that's all we've got today. Thank you for watching live. Thank you for listening live. And don't forget, be like Dan Rollins. Share everything and anything from the Facebook page, Supreme Radio Network, and you're automatically entered. Next week, we're giving away another $100 worth of free product from Keto Sports or Prototype Nutrition, your choice. And all you got to do is click, 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 share stuff from that page. That's all you have to do and you're entered. The more you click, the more entries you have. How does that sound?
Awesome, man.
That's all right, brother. Great. We'll talk to you next week then, okay?
Okay, thanks, Carl.
And see everybody else tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.